Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is a bright, sunshiny day, and it's always fun. We have Kiwanis in the house, and today we have Pat and Karen here with us. And ladies, a joy. We got some great news that we're going to be celebrating today.
Absolutely.
What do we got coming up?
Hey, thanks for letting us kick off the holiday season.
The holiday season?
We're
Did someone say excited. The holiday season?
Yeah. And we know we're early, but guess what? The holidays are going to be early this year. We have a brand new 7th annual Bartlesville Holiday Wreaths and More event this year. We're so excited.
It's sweet. And Pat, we've got another thing that some folks were kind of wondering, and we've been having a lot of questions, but now you can give us the answer. Will there or won't there?
There will be a Bartlesville Christmas Parade, December 5th. 2020, and we'll see you there.
Right. All right. Good news, good news, good news. First of all, we've got the Wreaths and More going on. That is the first step in getting some things taken care of here in our community and just celebrating the holiday season and celebrating each other.
Absolutely. And like everything else this year, it's going to be a little different, but we are excited. I mean, we feel like all of the participating organizations are going to get even better promotion than before. We're early because we're going to be featured in the November issue of Bee Monthly, photos of all the entries. And guess what? Mm-hmm. 32 organizations are participating.
My goodness sakes, that's a lot of community.
That's a lot of community.
It is. And Kiwanis is so proud. Yeah. To be able to offer this opportunity to our community organizations. So for very little time and expense on their own, other than creating a beautiful holiday decoration, we're able to help them bring in a little more holiday cash. So we're excited about that.
Now, how does this all work? I know it all looks good, and I know that people wind up taking some neat things home. But there's also great benefits here for those that are participating.
Right. So, as in the past, each organization has entered a holiday creation to be sold by silent auction.
Great.
So, one of the changes this year is it's not just wreaths. It's holiday wreaths and more. Mm-hmm. So, guess what? Yesterday was a big day. We got the photos in to get them in the magazine, and I can tell you we've still got wreaths, but we've got lots of centerpieces and table decorations and mantel decorations, so it's going to be quite the sight. One of the things that's the same this year that we're so excited about, because the photos just never do them justice. We are going to, every entry is going to be on display at the Hilton in the hall outside the ballroom from November 1st, when the event kicks off, through November 15th. The silent auction will close at 1 p.m. on the 15th. So we'll be reminding everybody when they can start and to keep an eye out on the Kiwanis website to make sure they get that item they want. And once again, although we're not going to have the big party at the end, the finale party that we've had in the past, still there will be voting for the People's Choice favorites.
Yeah.
And the winners, the top two, number one and number two, will get a cash prize.
Wow.
So that's a big we'll create some motivation to get those votes out. And on top of that, we started this last year. Our parade grand marshal will be choosing a theme award.
Oh, really?
Right. Who will also get a cash prize. The theme of the wreath event and the parade this year is Carols of Christmas. So that's pretty wide open.
Wow.
So, we're going to make it tough on the Grand Marshal to choose a theme winter, but those will both, those, so they're in addition to selling their entry by silent auction, there's an opportunity for cash prizes, and there'll be a lot of promotion both on the Kiwanis mm-hmm. website and with links to the individual organizations, Facebook and websites, because a lot of the organizations, as they've done at past events, will have other things going on at the holidays, like Pilot Club sells pecans. Mm-hmm. Other organizations have other fundraisers mm-hmm. going on during the holidays. So we're going to do the best we can to promote them and leading people to their activities during the holidays. So Kiwanis is really proud to be able to provide this opportunity to community organizations.
That is super. Parade, Ms. Gamble.
Well, as Karen said, the Grand Marshal for the parade this year will be choosing a winner in the wreath category, and those Grand Marshals this year, we have two.
I started to say, we should, drum roll.
Yes, drum roll. We have been trying to get these people who are so visible in the community to say yes to us, and they've always deferred, but we hog-tied them this year. And so Debbie and Mark Haskell will be our Grand Marshals for the Christmas Parade this year.
Wow.
They will be involved in the wreath event and in as in almost anything else going on in Bartlesville, but they will be the Grand Marshals of the Christmas Parade.
And this parade, I imagine you had people already knocking on the door saying, please, let us in, let us in.
What we did this year, of course, with the conversations around the pandemic and COVID and everything else and lots of things canceling, we had people interested in whether or not the parade was mm-hmm. going to happen. Of course, we talked with the city. They gave us the go-ahead. And so we just did a little teaser out to other prior year participants. They were gung-ho, ready to go. Just where do I sign up? And we made that possible. They can sign up online at bartlesvillekiwanis.org. Mm-hmm. They can sign up for the parade. They can pay online. They can get all the information that is there. We will keep that website updated with changes, mm-hmm. if any. Of course, we are going to follow CDC guidelines and what's going on with the parade, with the city. And in the event that the parade is canceled, mm-hmm. they will know that ahead of time. Sure. But yes, we have right now, and it's early for us because the parade is not until December, but we had people getting feelers out to us, is it going to happen? And so, yes, it is going to happen. And right now we have 32 entries already saying we're on board. Both bands, the Dewey High School Band, the Bartlesville High School Band, are both on board to go as well. We have many, many, many of our sponsors who are saying, are you having the parade this year? We don't have a commitment from all, so mm-hmm. I don't want to give anybody the opportunity not to say, yes, I want to do it. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to name sponsors today,
okay.
but we do know that the first one that said, yes, I'm on board was KWN.
I kind of heard that because there was a big yippee that came down the hall. Now, last year, we had so much fun. We did it differently, and I think there were some folks wondering, how are you going to pull this off? We actually had two or three cameras. While we did the radio broadcast, we were doing it on K1TV.com.
Right.
And doggone it, folks who weren't in the parade that night got to go home and watch the replay over and over and over
exactly.
again. Exactly. And it really turned out nicely. I really didn't know what to expect because that was kind of a brand new toy that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just happy to bring it out, try it out. And by golly, what a spectacular evening parade that was.
Thank you.
Weather was beautiful. Did you know somebody? Did you order that?
Living right.
That's right.
Living right.
Well, we've already ordered the weather for this year.
Okay,
and so
good.
All you have to do is get on board with us, and that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, as I said, when KWN was the first one to say yes, it was yes, we can do whatever you need to do, mm-hmm. and it will be live on TV as it was before. So
wow, this is going to be fun.
This is going to be great.
Now, also, too, we had a really nice parade route last year. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be the same?
The parade route will be the same this year. We'll kick off from the Phillips 66 parking lot mm-hmm. on Frank Phillips, come down to Cherokee, all the way back over to Adams, and then back into the parade grounds. And we do ask, for safety's sake, that everyone in the parade completes the parade route. Nobody is trying to get across those barricades or anything else that's going on. And so once you're in the parade, you're committed to the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so we're looking forward to that happening as well. We do have five categories for, as Karen said, there's opportunities for prizes in the wreaths. There are opportunities for recognition and prizes of recognition, I'll say it that way, in the parade. We have five categories: the nonprofit category, the business, corporate, parade overall theme, and of course this year's Carols of Christmas, and an overall winner. And so for those categories, those sponsors then that sponsor those entries in the parade will have their logo and prominently displayed on the plaque that the winning organization receives. That'll be in our thank you ads that we have in the newspaper. It'll be prominently displayed on a banner in the parade. So there's lots of ways that the sponsorship can get their name out there as well.
I'm liking this. Ladies, I tell you, I knew we were going to have a good time when you walked in. But, you know, it's just a good thing on top of good thing on top of good thing. And really, that's what the Kiwanis does in our community. Good
Absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, if someone wants to become a Kiwanis, how do they go about it?
Well, we are, as lots are, we're meeting on Zoom, but we're now meeting in person at Crossing Second on Wednesday at lunchtime. If you want to grab your lunch before the meeting, probably come at 11:30 and get in line and grab your lunch or order your lunch, and then come on back to the back room and join us. We have speakers each week, and love to have you come out and visit. Check out as Pat mentioned, all the information will be on BartlesvilleKiwanis.org. And we do have a hotline if you want to call and ask questions.
Hotline, I like
yes.
that.
Yes, 918-977-3400.
All right.
For the meetings or for the wreath event or for
the parade.
There's an extension for each one of those, so give us a jingle.
Okay. An additional benefit right now to membership is that we are having a membership drive, if you will, and our international organization has given us the go-ahead to waive membership fees until the end of the year. So this is a great time to get to become a Kiwanian, and I must get your dues for free for a year.
Wow, that is really nice. And you can help out with the parade and read some more and everything else like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yes. Nice little introduction to it, isn't it? He puts you to work right away and have fun.
Oh, that yes.
Oh,
good
yes.
At that.
Well, this is great. So we have Reads and More, and that it kicks off on November 1st through the 15th. And it's also going to be downtown at the Hilton. You can actually look and get the close visual. Plus, you're going to be in print and all over the place, really.
Yes, and in fact, while the wreaths are on display, they're from the 1st to the 15th. There are two Fridays, the 6th and 13th. Mm-hmm. We will actually be on site from 5 to 7 in the evening to be your personal shoppers.
I like that.
So come on down. There's plenty of room to be safe.
And how do we go about becoming an entrant in the parade once again?
You can go to BartlesvilleKiwanis.org. You can actually register and pay online. You can then print off all of the information. There are links to be able to print out the documentation as far as the information about the parade. You can contact us by that hotline, 918-977-3400. All of the information for the co-chairs for the parade, personal information, will be on BartlesvilleKiwanis.org as well. So if you need to reach out to co-chairs Mike Dronick, Julia May, and myself, Pat Gamble, we'll be able to talk to you as well.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for brightening up everybody's day. Really appreciate it, and remember, that's the Kiwanis. We have wreaths and more coming up, and also it's the Carols of Christmas is the theme, and it's also the theme for the parade coming
Correct.
Up, too. And the date of the parade?
12/5 of 2020.
All righty, so make your plans
Kicks
now.
Off at 6:30.
Fun starts a little bit earlier than that, but
yes.
we'll let that leave that up to your own. Again, ladies, thank you very much, and you've been listening to our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. Coming up momentarily, it is news from CBS Plus, our local news. We'll get you a look at that forecast, which is just fabulous.